Give me that gun.
Oh, what? Mean you? Why is the camera on you?
Because I'm the main... Look at me. I'm a main dude. You see how I picked someone who looked as close to me as I could think? Yeah. All right, you can jump out of this helicopter whenever you're ready.
Shit. Welcome to GLHF, everybody. I got to jump out of this plane and I don't know...
Go.
I don't know how to jump out.
We're here.
I'm going
to you know how I did it?
Red building.
I literally... The red building. Okay, gotcha. I just pushed every button on the controller because I don't know what button...
Do you not play this? God, man, you don't play this?
I play Call of Duty, but not Warzone, so...
Oh, my God.
Here's what I was thinking about today. Oh, hi, look, it's you. It's you and me.
Hello.
All right, let's find... Do you want to just do it out here? Or no, we'll get shot if we stand on top of this roof.
Yeah, let's go inside somewhere.
Okay, well, I'll follow you. Oh, I fell. Where are you?
Can I go in here? Open door. Oh,
I'm already dying.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, see, this is a horrible idea.
This is a horrible place
anyway, what my goal was to start this episode by talking to you about how funny it is to be a YouTuber. But now we're fighting for our damn lives in here.
No, just tell me before we die.
Let's just go into the corner. Well, let's say, come here. We're going this corner. Welcome to the podcast. Okay, here we go.
Oh my God, you said welcome. This is groundbreaking.
Oh no.
I'll cut it out. It didn't happen.
Thank you. Yeah, put in some sort of sound.
Yeah.
So that nobody thinks that I actually welcomed people to the podcast.
Yeah. What were you going to say about being a YouTuber?
Yeah. So we were talking right before we started. We were talking about how I was complaining that people in our comments were complaining about something that I did. And you rightfully pointed out that it wasn't people complaining about something I did. It was a single person. And every time I do that, because I think everybody does this when they like, if you read a comment and someone replies and says stuff, you don't go... Oh, one person called me an Amazon shill. That's not how I tell the story, right?
Yeah.
I tell the story. I go, people were saying.
Exactly.
That's how I say it. And it's so funny for... I honestly would bet that... I'm going to really think hard about this, but I think you could put, honestly, probably one third of our current political division in the world... on that.
Yes.
Is people seeing a single comment and saying, people are saying, as
right.
opposed to saying, I saw someone on Twitter who said one thing.
It's
because if you listen
all these people, a single person becomes they then. And it's like, yes. they said this.
Exactly. So then this is like the whole, well, I've been murdered, but I'm just going to keep talking. It's fine.
Oh my God.
That guy didn't like what we were talking about.
There's like surprisingly accurate physics. You got shot in the side and your body like reacted as if you got shot in the side. That's technology.
That's horrible. Oh, I forgot. We got to go to the gulag now.
That's fine. We can pod from the gulag.
Sure. Yeah, cool. All right. Are you in the gulag too? Well, I'm like in the gulag about to fight. So anyway.
I'm busy podcasting. I won't be fighting.
Yeah, I'm going to lay on the ground and look in the corner. It's funny how often, because you can see how it happens, where it becomes an issue, right? How like, is this guy not going to kill me? He's like standing above me, I think. What's he doing? Oh, no, he's not. I don't know what he's doing. I'm getting so distracted by this game. I told you this was going to happen. So you could see how this is a problem, right? Where like we placed 50th, man, we got last. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because then what happens is
they are biased against podcasters.
Yeah. If one person says one thing, I mean, I don't even want to be specific because I don't want it to turn into a conversation about like a specific thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you get what I'm saying. It's like it's really funny. That all it takes one person saying one thing to you one time to make you think the world is out to get you. And
exactly.
I think it's funny because I just did it to you as I said that the people are out to get me because of my pro Amazon views, which is funny. So that's my opinion. Now, the other reason why it's funny to be a YouTuber is I forget. I had something else I wanted to say, but I don't remember anymore. So.
Yeah, I think this episode's going to be really chaotic. How do we start a new game?
I don't know. Either the play again, probably. If you click play again, I imagine it'll let us play again. I like these two characters. They look like us.
Yeah, your guy looks exactly like you. This is exactly what
he does. I know you haven't seen me in a while, but this is what I look like now. I've made some adjustments to my physique.
Okay.
And
so
my
my
general stance.
You finally changed out of the white t-shirt. You've got a gray t-shirt now.
Yes. I'm wearing all gray.
Skin
I mean, the main
tight.
Change, obviously, is, as you can see, is I'm extremely jacked.
Extremely jacked with a skin tight gray t-shirt on.
It is. It's hugging me. Believe it or not, that's an XXL.
Oh, because you're just that ripped. Huge.
Yeah. That's exactly what happened. So here's another YouTuber. I'll give you more YouTube inside baseball. I should have told you all this before we started, but here we go. Oh my God, they're giving me a fun survey. How much fun was your experience in the match you just played? I'm going to say it was extremely fun. I thought it was great. The first time ever in my life that I have uploaded a video and I've had to actually, you know how when you put up a YouTube video, it does that thing where it's like, do you curse a lot in the video? Do you talk about war? And you have to like just tell them what's in the video so that they know.
Yeah.
Like,
I actually didn't see that. I saw that for the first time recently because I don't have ads on my videos, but we put ads on the podcast and I have to do it for the podcast. And it like makes me nervous. I'm like, I don't really know what counts and what doesn't. How much do we swear?
It's interesting. Like, I mean, it doesn't like if you go in and the only way you're going to get in trouble with that is if you get it wrong. So as long as you get it correct, it doesn't matter. Like, it's not like it hurts you to have a video that's about war as long as you tell them up front that it's about war. Because what gets them in trouble is, you know, Cottonelle is advertising toilet paper and then, you know, somebody emails Cottonelle and goes, why are you advertising on this podcast about war? And then Cottonelle goes to YouTube and goes, why are you putting our ads on this podcast about war?
Yes.
So as long as you're accurate, it doesn't really matter. But it's the first time when I was doing, I was uploading our shorts that are starting to go live. And one of them, we talk about fish sex. And
I did. That was my bad.
Well, it was our bad. We both participated. You did bring it up, so it was mostly your fault. But
yeah.
I spoke very frankly about it, as did you. And so I had to mark it as graphic sexual content because one of the things on the little advertising marker is if you talk about animal sex, they're like, that's a no-no. You can't do that. So that was the first time. I know. It's interesting. That was the first time I ever had it go like, hey, we're not going to really show very many ads on this video.
I was talking about fun. It in like an educational way, though, just as a little
it
disclaimer, that was
says,
like biological education.
Yeah. No, it specifically says even educationally is not okay. And I, you know, I'm obviously going to lean conservative because I don't want to get in the, if you like have low accuracy, then they start to mess around with you.
I'm obviously going to lean conservative. I'm just going to cut out that.
Whoa. Little sound don't bite. Do that. Or people will start saying that I'm conservative.
Here's the problem. I also just said that. So now they've got clips of both of us saying that.
Well, obviously this is the leading center right podcast on the internet, right? This is the new Rogan.
Anyway, I feel like I never introduced the game. We're in Call of Duty, you guys.
Call of Duty Warzone.
We're in a man
which
game.
Is thematic.
Mem's playing a man game. Rah!
You don't play a lot of man games. You really don't.
Hey,
here's a question for you. I feel like most games are everybody games, right? But then there are, I feel like this might be controversial, but there are like man games. We agree?
Oh, definitely.
Are there lady games?
Whoa, I'm going to go in this sphere. What the hell is this?
Okay. Mem's going to Epcot. I'm trying to talk about serious business, but...
Are there lady? I mean, yes, there's lady games, like the whole cozy game
example?
Scene. Is
so that
geared at
does
women.
Animal Crossing be a women game?
I
mean, you're gonna get in trouble. This is your fault
not,
for bringing it up. So you can
you
shut
brought
me
it up.
No, you said we're playing a man game.
Well, okay. I don't ascribe genders to games except this type of game, which is a man game.
That's the only correct answer. Very good. I think I agree. Call of Duty is a man game. I mean, look at this. Look at what we're seeing right now. It's insane.
Oh my God, you're like the Hulk.
Up. Yeah. Well,
you're,
he was green.
You're the level of
huge.
Muscular where you have to hold your arms a little bit away from your body because your biceps are so huge.
Yeah. My triceps just push against my chest.
Was anybody else like really disturbed by the Hulk movie, the like 2003 one? I remember being really scared of that movie as a kid. I'm just going to wait say the for 2000, like a while.
That's a good idea. When you say the 2003 one, what do you mean? You talking about Ed Norton?
I don't know actors' names.
Do you remember anything that happened?
I'm going
to
get out.
Oh, or are you talking about what is it?
I guess we're at the edge now. We have to get out.
Okay, all right, here we are. Well, that's okay. Being on the edge of the map.
I don't know.
Well,
I remember seeing a Hulk movie when I was a relatively young child in the theater for some reason. And I remember there was a scene with like goo in it that really disturbed me. And I can't tell you anything more than that, except it was like the Hulk goo. And it was very disturbing to me.
I'm going to assume that they were injecting Hulk goo into the Hulk.
Something about
right?
that. And maybe that was like fear of injections or something, but it was like fear of the goo itself. I thought the goo was very unsettling.
Okay, fair enough.
Anyway, I'm here living room.
Where? You want to do a podcast from the living room until we die?
Kind of an open concept here.
Where the hell are you?
Look at this little couch. We got a little couch. I'm just going to wait for you on the couch. You're below me right now.
I'm in the bathroom. Okay, whatever. There was a Hulk movie in 2003. It was starring Eric Bana. Does that sound right?
Yes, exactly. Eric.
Jennifer
it was
Connelly
Eric.
Was in it. You like that?
I'm lying. I don't know any of these people's names. I've heard of Jennifer Connelly. But I don't.
I'm not familiar with this Hulk movie. It was like pre... Oh, there you are. This is like pre... like superhero movies being good,
here,
right?
Come sit on the couch with me.
All right, cool. This is like we're doing a Let's Play. Because like Spider-Man was 2003, right? That first Spider-Man movie. What are you laughing about?
Just the way you're squatting on the couch.
You told me to sit on the couch.
This is scary. We're going to die. Okay.
We are going to die. We're going to get taken by the smoke. Someone's behind us. He's shooting you in the
butt.
This
is so bad. Why did I think we would have more time before we die?
This game is really not the move. I was hoping we could do a private match, but you can't. So we just... It's just watch us get mercilessly slaughtered simulator while we try to do...
I feel like when I've played Fortnite before, I have more time. Like, people don't find you as fast.
Yeah, I don't know. That maybe they've made changes because people thought that was boring.
Anyway, what were you saying about Spider-Man?
Well, I'm just saying that the Hulk movie came out around the same time as that first Spider-Man movie, and that was like before superhero movies really got good, right? And they all had like one really scary scene in it that involved injecting somebody with chemicals, you know?
That's true. There's a lot of injections. Like,
if you talk about Find a Freak movie, right? One of those, you talk about the scene in the Find a Freak movie where we find the freak like Lilo and Stitch, and then they look at each other and then they scream.
Mm-hmm.
The superhero movies all had a scene where someone was like being injected with something and it looked horribly painful. It was usually the villain, but I guess in the Hulk's case, on account of he's a big giant green monster, it was the Hulk. I'm glad you enjoyed that movie. You want to do feedback? What do you want to talk about?
I'm so distracted by the game. I was actually trying to shoot that guy and it didn't work.
Well.
I feel insane today, guys. This is just making it worse playing this game because I'm already like... my head hurts and I'm dizzy and I'm shaking and now I'm being shot at. So this is like what it's like for me to do a podcast under duress.
Whoa, like you're being threatened with imminent death?
Yeah, because I am.
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about today?
You want to talk about speeding?
Yes, we did.
I just have a question.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you noticed, but
we got some
people
comments about speeding.
That somebody said Americans have a speeding problem, which people have said before. You know, last week we talked about, you were talking about going 70 in a 55, which is... I will say a little excessive in my opinion, but you know, everyone lives how
they
live.
I don't recommend.
Well, given what you said happened, I can understand. But I'm curious, like, so people are like, you Americans, you have a speeding problem. Nobody will deny that as Americans, we have a ridiculous love and over-reliance of automobiles. Do we agree from Henry Ford
till
now? We just love our automobiles. No one will deny. Well, somebody might deny. Well, maybe you'll deny. Question. Do we need speed limits? Go.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
And anytime you ask me these, like, moral questions. I'm like,
what are you talking about these?
It depends. You're always asking me big moral questions on this podcast, and I don't have answers for you because it's everything is contextual. I've said this before. This is my grad student brain. Everything depends. It depends on the culture.
I'm talking about this cult. This is America. I'm talking
America,
about in America.
America. Well, yeah. Sure.
In America,
yes.
Do you want speeding limits here? Speed limits, yes.
Yeah.
You always say everything is contextual, but we do you. Okay, maybe let's back up even more. Do you like laws?
Let me rephrase it.
Let me rephrase it again. Do you feel that we should have laws? Whether you like them or not, do you feel that they're a net positive?
Why don't you answer this, Austin?
Yes, absolutely. However you want to codify them, you need some sort of
a
social agreement that has some sort of punishment attached to it for certain behaviors. Obviously, everyone has a different line, but I'm 100% sure that you need something.
Yes.
When you have a, you know, maybe if it was like a 50-person tribe living in on a farm, maybe you don't need laws because you can just sort of like know everyone and navigate it socially. But if you want to live in a place with a ass load of people, you need some kind of laws. Are we in agreement?
Yeah.
Because I opened the door for you, do you feel safe saying that you like the law?
Well, I'm just like, the first thing I think when you say something like that is like, okay, is some kind of utopia on the table where everybody just gets along and likes each other? Because that would affect my answer. But
okay, but that would be like saying, is some sort of society where you don't need laws on the table, which like, yeah,
right.
I guess.
If you don't need laws, then you don't need laws. But,
correct. Yes.
Okay. Sure. Generally,
then A equals A.
You know what? Let's do this. Let's turn this whole podcast into Mem and Austin, explain the rules of the world as they should be. and we'll just, we'll be the authority on everything important.
All I want to know is speeding, how we feel about speeding. That's all I'm trying to get to, okay? So if we're just backing up so that we know what the ground that we're standing on.
Right. Let's get into specifics, which I...
Right.
I know this is going to sound like a cop-out, but I legitimately wasn't speeding on those country roads as much as I made it sound like.
Yeah, you're taking it back now. That cop is listening.
I'm backpedaling. Yes. I'm backpedaling.
I knew she had scent in the car.
I did.
So anyway,
I had fentanyl in the car. No.
You jumped out.
I did. Sorry. I'm going to go to this shack. I don't actually recommend speeding that much. I totally agree with the people that are like, you're going to run over somebody's dog or child that lives in these country towns. I'm not trying to do that.
Great.
So do not recommend. Do as I say, not as I do. I was going to say, somebody in the comments was like, maybe this is a cultural thing. It definitely is in the Midwest or like in Indiana. Sorry, I'm trying to figure out where to stand. I'll just look at you right
this
here.
This is fine.
In Indiana, especially on a highway or like an interstate, if you go less than 10 above the speed limit, everybody's mad at you. Like people are tailgating you. Like,
for sure.
So, because like a lot of our... I guess I shouldn't say R anymore. I don't claim Indiana anymore. But a lot of the interstate's speed limit will be like 70, and everybody in the left lane is going close to 85. And that's just the norm. And if you want to like pass, if you're driving in the right lane, you're going to be going like 60 something because you're behind all the semi trucks. So it does, you get used to it as you live there to just going like way too fast. And it definitely is the norm. And it's not the norm where I live now in Oregon at all. If anything, people are going too slow here. So I'm already like changing and adjusting to
Indiana native.
The new culture here. And I'm already like starting to go slower. And you know what? It's not that bad. It's like a little bit annoying at first because you're used to just fucking getting where you're going and fuck everybody else. I'm going to pass you or whatever. It's very like competitive driving in Indiana, I would say. People are competing with each other.
Yeah, because people are concerned about getting where they're getting, and that's it. And,
exactly.
And like, that's like, there's definitely like a mentality that a lot of people have where it's like, I don't know if they think it through, and I'm probably being too like generous in some ways, but the idea being like, if I push for exactly what I want right when I want it and you do it for you, then everything will work out fine. We'll find a balance, mm-hmm. right? So I'm going to be selfish as heck, you be selfish as heck, and then everything will work out. And some people drive like that, where they're like, I'm going to get exactly where I need to go and you do the same, and then it'll be fine. Now, in real life, right, when everyone does that, there's a 25-car pile up on the bridge, and you've got children, you know, dying because they're flying out of their parents' seats because no one's buckling their seatbelts, whatever. I don't know why I went so graphic with that. It just came to mind.
Exactly. You know, you're driving your big blue truck in October 2020, and you run through a red light way after it turns red and ruin my life, personally, and
right.
and ruin my adorable little white Hyundai that I loved. You total it and my car spins around and I have to be sobbing in front of the police officers explaining what happened.
Ma'am, if you want to name and shame, you go ahead. We can make it public.
I don't remember the guy's name, but I did.
Really?
I got a big settlement from it though, after like over a year of getting a lawyer and everything. So fuck that guy. I hope he can't drive anymore because his car insurance went up so much. And that's why I went to Japan the first time, was with the money that I got from that. So shout out. That's how I got my new gaming computer too.
Nice. So not worth it, but there's
no,
a silver
definitely
lining.
Triggered a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
Very bad couple of years I had. That was a big part of it. But shout out to my new computer and my trip to Japan for sure.
Shout out. You still using that new computer?
Yeah.
Really? Wait. I guess, yeah, 2020. So, it'd still be...
Well, and then I got
new-ish.
The money later, like over a year later.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But okay. What else was I going to say about speeding? Just, like here, the culture's different. People drive slower. It was annoying for like a little bit at the beginning. And now I'm cruising through town through the... because all the neighborhoods are so cute here, and especially in the summer, there's like flowers everywhere. There's like people walking. So I'm just like, I'm smelling the roses. Literally. I'm like cruising yeah. through a neighborhood going like 19, just enjoying life. And I'm not annoyed about anybody. There's like hella pedestrians and bikers and stuff. So you actually do kind of have to go slow and pay attention, but it makes me feel so much more connected to the world. It's like you were saying how people are like, I'm going to get mine at whatever cost. It's like very isolating, even in the experience of driving, if you're just like competing with everybody and you only care about the destination. So,
yeah, I largely agree with you. I guess I just wonder, you know, because the argument is, well, when you live out in the middle of nowhere, you know, you have to drive 50 miles to go to the store.
Mm-hmm.
And do you really want to do that at 30 miles an hour? So then it takes 5 hours instead of 2 hours, blah, 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 blah. But I want, like, I guess what I'm curious is...
just don't live in the middle of nowhere then. I think that's on you.
Exactly. Move to the city and get rid of your car. Just be a bicycling mm-hmm. person. First of all, maybe you should do that. You like slowing down?
I do want to get an e-bike eventually.
Those things are fun. You ever mm-hmm. ride one of those?
Yeah.
My God. What a thrill.
I love that it takes no effort.
Yeah, you just
pedal
like a little
here.
Bit.
Mm-hmm. But I, especially when the weather's nice, I wouldn't mind at all like e-biking everywhere unless I have to get a bunch of groceries or something.
Do you think that the speed limit should just be like, you think we should just like make it as annoying as possible to be a driver?
Well, a lot of places like, do that.
Yeah, and it works out.
Yeah, like there's places that basically... I think it's really interesting how they engineer streets sometimes to... Oh, somebody's shooting you with a paintball gun?
Oh, I got kicked out of the match like 5 minutes ago. It was just like, you've been kicked for inactivity...
Wait, really? So I was looking
that,
at
yeah,
you.
Yeah, on your screen, I'm glad that I'm still there. But according to my screen, I got kicked out ages ago and just decided to keep talking because this is an insane choice for a game for this podcast.
I know, it doesn't make any sense. We really can't get any kind of private room going.
Yeah, the private matches in this game have to be a minimum of 35 people. which is insane.
We just need 30 audience members.
If we just had straight up Call of Duty Black Ops, we could just play like a 1v1 and sit inside the versus modes.
Right, but I'm not going to pay $70. You paid $70 to play Black Ops?
No, because it's on Game Pass, because Microsoft owns Activision now. Oh,
okay. Every match we get pacifist because we don't shoot anybody.
Yeah, it's a artistic statement. We're making a...
I don't remember what the hell we were talking about.
Violence. My memory for this game, because we're playing this game, I feel like my podcast memory is about 8 or 9 seconds of like, that's how far back I can recall
exactly
what we actually talked about. And then at any time we get quiet, my brain just goes, okay, bring up something more about speeding. Cause I remember that we're talking about that overarching.
But, right.
I remember my, they put all those big sticks in the road and these lines that like make you drive certain ways so that you don't run over bicyclists.
Yeah.
It's like those things are really funny to me because anytime they put them in, I find them so annoying. But it's one of those things. And I think most people do, unless you're a bicyclist, obviously.
Right, when I was going to say, until you're riding a bike.
All of these. Exactly. When you have all these things that are like getting in the way of your autonomy while you're driving and sort of forcing you to drive in a specific way, it's really annoying. But... there probably isn't very many public works like projects that are done that have as much overwhelming clear evidence of their utility. Because I think there's like a lot of graphs you can see where they're like, for every 5 miles an hour you bring down the speed limit, you save 72 lives
every year
or something, you know?
Yeah.
But then it's like, where's the line, right? Like if the speed limit's zero and nobody's allowed to drive, there, at some point it must no longer be helpful or you got to balance like, well...
Well, yeah, it's not like purely a quantitative measure, right? You can't just like slow
right,
everybody
but it, let's
down
say,
to 1 mile
say
an hour.
Let's say it went down and it was like, because at a certain point, if you put the speed limit too low, people just stop following it, you'd imagine, right? So you're finding this balance of like, mm-hmm. how low can we make it that people feel is reasonable so they follow it. Now, when you go to Indiana and it's 70, people are driving 85, 90. Obviously, like you're sort of running up against that tension.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I think it's really interesting the psychology behind how a road looks and how it's designed and how fast people think they should be going on it. Because like you're saying, speed limits have to be reasonable to the people that are driving on it every day. And part of what makes it feel reasonable is just things like the width of the road or like how many trees there are. Like if you put if you put more trees on the side of the road, it gives the illusion that it's narrower and you should be going slower.
Yeah, I guess it would.
I just think it's really interesting, like, because there were a couple of places in Indiana where I would be really pissed off that the speed limit was only like 30 because it was like maybe only a 2-lane road, but it was like really wide with really wide shoulders and there weren't a lot of trees around. And so it just looks like the type of road that you should be able to just go.
Yeah.
So I think it's interesting the way that they can slow people down only by like things like the landscaping and the width of the lanes and stuff without even changing the speed limit.
Well, I think that type of thing is if it exists for a particular problem, like if you have a problem that can be solved by that type of thing, that's usually the way to solve it rather than some sort of law, right? Because a law, like any kind of prohibition, is going to like be harder to enforce because it's punitive, right?
For sure.
You're saying, stop doing this thing that you instinctively or whatever you just want to do, or else we will fine you this much money or cut off this limb or put you in prison for this length of time or whatever. Whereas if you can find ways to do it ambiently, where people just end up behaving better and they don't even realize it, that's the way to go.
Exactly. And a lot of this stuff, I end up relating so much real life stuff to like early childhood education. Cause I took all these education classes and, so much of just, I feel like you can learn so much about just how to interact with people in your life and like how society works by taking education classes, because at the end of the day, there's all just like kids inside of us learning how to navigate the world. And like a lot of these things apply to adults as well when you're talking about like how much somebody can learn in a given span of time, or like what's the best way to teach somebody, and things like, you know, negative punishment for things almost never works actually. And the way to actually teach people things is like modeling, and exactly like you're saying, like creating an environment where that seems like the right thing to do, rather than just punishing people for doing the wrong thing, which categorically doesn't work. And yet we have entire societies built on that premise, which is crazy.
And in some ways, does that not bring us back to this original question of like, do we think laws are necessary? I obviously, as a big giant corporate shill or whatever, I was like, well, corporations actually probably don't like laws. But in any case,
they don't like laws that don't benefit them.
Yeah. They just want to be able to not behave.
They do want to send people to prison because then that's where they get their labor.
Yes. But doesn't this come back to this thing of like, well, a law, which is, again, just this very artificial thing that says, if you do this, you'll be punished. It's not a natural consequence or a natural whatever. Is the goal to have as little of them as possible and to just create a social fabric or an environmental fabric that encourages people to behave in good ways naturally. Now, in a certain way, laws are sometimes just a written down version of those agreements, but not always. And so, you know, maybe if you take what you're saying and you back up a little bit, you go, well, actually, maybe laws are dumb. Maybe we shouldn't need laws.
I think it's a balance, you know, like when it comes to education, there's also some people can go. You can go to either extreme, right? And then people, there's like a, oh, like Montessori schools are all based on, and forgive me if I'm getting this slightly wrong because I learned this a while ago, but it's a much less structured education. It's mainly, I think, for like really young kids, but it's just kind of one big room where there's different like stations of activities you can do, and you kind of just let the kids do what they want and learn whatever they're most interested in the moment. And then the teachers are just there to kind of walk around and like help them and give them the steps that they're missing or whatever in kind of teaching themselves. And I think that kind of thing can only go so far. I think at some point when you have in like middle and high school, you have like one person teaching a room of 30 kids, you have to have things like homework at some point, because that's just like the only practical way to work out that situation. And you have to have things if somebody's totally disrupting the class, removing them from the class, because I think that's just kind of a consequence of, you know, maybe we wouldn't need as much structure if we had one teacher for each student, but just the way that the structure ends up working, you kind of have to do those things. So I think it's probably the same on a societal scale. Is like, I think we should be doing as much as we can to just like support people enough that they're not going to be committing crimes or whatever. But we do also have to have rules in place so that people know the rules. And I'm definitely all for like rehabilitation over our current prison system, which doesn't make any sense.
We don't like punitive, whatever. It doesn't make any sense. But it basically sounds like, and I agree with this, because if you took that, if you put me, and I'm not saying that this means Montessori schools are bad, but if you put me in a Montessori school, I would have learned nothing. There is not a single skill that I have now that I wanted to learn when I did it. And these are skills that I'm grateful that I have. I would not have learned how to play music. No shot, right? I wouldn't have done any of that.
You don't think if there was like a keyboard in the corner that you wouldn't be playing
with
it?
Hell no. No, I would have sat there and thought about Crash Bandicoot all day until I got to go home and play Crash Bandicoot for 20 minutes. And then I would have gone to bed. And that would have been my whole life. Like, there's I just would not have done it.
Your 20-minute rule. That's so crazy.
Yeah. I would not. So
I think about it all day and then just get to play 20 minutes.
That's what I would do is I remember going to like symphonic music performances, did not want to be there, thought the music sucked, had no appreciation for it whatsoever. And I would sit there and close my eyes and pretend
pretend you
Mario
were playing
64
Crash Bandicoot
in my head. Yeah. I would sit there and go, I went over here and I would run over there and I would get that. And then there's this door over here. And I would just think about it all the time. That's what it would have ended up. Now, you might, if you listen to me say this, you might say, well, Austin, that would have just meant that you would have become a famous YouTuber at 12 instead of at, you know, 30, right? Maybe. Maybe the Montessori school would have led me to being Mr. Beast prior to Mr. Beast. But my opinion is...
Oh my God, can you imagine if like a corner of the Montessori classroom was like a green screen and a camera and a ring light?
It should be. I think it should be for sure. If you're going to have all these stations anyway, like what are the stations? Is it just blocks and stuff? Like,
yeah, because I think
put an iPad in there.
I think it's mainly for like toddler age kids. So it'll be, yeah, like toddler toys.
Well, and I think ultimately what you need is like when you're a toddler, that probably is the way to go. Is like a guided,
right? Because a toddler
like
can't understand a homework assignment anyway,
right? But I do think that there should be sort of Montessori aspects to education further on the line. Like you should have stuff that you don't want to do. You should have to do stuff that you think sucks and you think isn't important, and you have to do it anyway.
Yeah, because it's a life skill to learn. Do things that you don't want to do.
Exactly. I think that's a super incredible life skill that pays dividends for the rest of your life. But what I didn't have at all in middle school or high school was, well, this isn't quite true, but in general, imagine if you got to, if one of your class periods was, you make up a class, what do you want to learn about? You go learn about it. I think that's probably a good idea. Well, like we should definitely have more of that, but mm-hmm. It should not be only that. Absolutely not. You need to have kids. If your kid is happy at school 24 all the time, that's a problem, I think. I think they should be annoyed that they're at school because life is really annoying, yeah. You know?
Hopefully
you
not learn miserable, how to be annoyed. But yeah, I think
no,
like...
No, not miserable, not miserable. They shouldn't feel unloved. All children should feel loved, yeah. All the time, for sure. but they shouldn't feel ecstasy every hour of the day
right,
at school.
Sure.
That's my opinion.
Yeah. But I had a computer class like that actually, where I think it was just called like, cause we had things like typing classes or PowerPoint classes or whatever in high school. And then I think there was a class that was just called like advanced computer or something, where you essentially did just choose something that you wanted to learn. And so I did like video editing for that, in high school for a semester. I just like taught myself to edit videos. But I'll admit this right now. If my computer teacher from high school is listening, I was not working during the class period. I was on Tumblr and I had the video editor open so that I could like pull it up when you walked by. I was on Tumblr 100% of those classes because I'm really fast at learning software. And so I just did my final project like the night before I learned everything the night before. So,
yeah. Do you think... Is that a Montessori philosophy? You know, that it stayed
on Tumblr?
That
it's okay
Tumblr?
To just scroll Tumblr for an hour instead.
Yeah, because that's
learning.
What I'm saying is that's probably what we would do. If they were like, do whatever you want, we would just go on TikTok. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, that is what I did. I guess this was the experiment. Could I do Montessori as a high schooler? And the answer was no. I did not reach my full potential.
What, if we were going to create a Montessori like for older kids... What kind of things would be in that? You probably would, honestly. You probably would have a green screen and a camera and some editing software. You probably would have some sort of like learning situation. But I don't know. It seems like a difficult thing to cater to the niche interests of, you know, my high school had, 2,700 kids in it.
Mm-hmm.
So good luck, right?
Yeah, same. I also had a really big school.
No matter what, even if you said, okay, here's a room and it's got a computer and it's got an easel and a football, there's going to be loads of kids who are like, I don't care about any of this stuff. I want to learn how to navigate fjords in a canoe, you know? And it's just like, you can't, there's no way for you to do that, so.
Yeah, I mean, because now you get into the question of what is valuable to learn. Because, you know, I do have kind of a, I don't know if it's a boomer opinion, not really. I think this is pretty widely accepted at this point that like iPads are very bad for kids.
Yes. Well, and I will say there's probably like more nuance to that in terms of what we're using the iPad for. But I take your meaning.
Maybe.
Like I bet there's a world where Okay.
Overwhelmingly, maybe. If you're letting the kid have any say in what they're doing on the iPad, it's not.
Well, that doesn't sound very Montessori of you.
It's not educational enough. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying is like, especially for young developing brains, they're very prone to things like gambling addictions because they just haven't developed the maturity enough to be able to like stop themselves from doing stuff like that, which is why it's bad to advertise gambling to kids.
Yes.
So here we are back to everything is contextual, right? You got to just make decisions based on what you're seeing in front of you because you can't just let kids just completely run wild.
If someone came up to you and said, I'm going to burn the Mona Lisa or I'm going to peacefully kill Austin in his sleep, what would you let them kill me?
What is this question?
I'm taking us in a new direction.
Just burn the Mona Lisa. Enough people have seen it by now.
Okay. Sure. That's actually a fantastic answer. Okay.
There's a million photographs of it. There's recreations.
Right.
I mean.
Okay. And you're going to see where I'm going with this very quickly. What if they said, we're going to destroy the entire Louvre, all the art that's in it, including the Mona Lisa, or we're going to peacefully kill Austin in his sleep?
Are you just trying to figure out how much I care about you specifically?
Well, we could change it to somebody else, but we're using me because you might as well. I just want to know how much art am I worth? That's what I'm trying to figure out. So the whole Louvre, human achievement.
I see.
What you want to know what's in the Louvre? Is that interesting to you?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I might have to look through it all. I would start by saying, just go ahead and destroy the art. I know that sucks, but like,
okay.
The past is the past.
So knowing what, because like Venus de Milo is in there, right? That beautiful sculpture of Aphrodite. I'm sure there's a bunch of other stuff that is good, but I don't really know any of the rest of it other than the Mona
Lisa. I don't think it's comparable to compare a human life to a bunch of objects.
So if, again, this is what I'm just trying to figure out. If I said every art thing dies, like all music is deleted. You can make more, but just everything that currently exists, all art dies or Austin dies. I would pick art if it was me.
God, I guess.
So how many paintings am I worth is what I'm trying to get at.
Again, specifically?
I'm holding myself hostage for ransom and I want to know how many paintings to ask for.
I don't have an answer for you, man. I'm really bad at answering existential questions like that.
Well, it's existential. It's a utilitarian question and you can't really answer it. It's like that thing of like, how many dogs versus a human life, blah, blah, blah. Like, there isn't really a real answer to these things.
No, there's not.
But I don't, I was just curious how much, like how many museums would you blow up to save me? And it sounds like, honestly, maybe one tops.
It'd be a lot. I'd blow up multiple museums to save you, at least. Yeah.
All right, if we change it where you personally have to do the blowing up to say, no, I'm just kidding. Thanks for participating in my question. Yeah, right. This is what I'm going to start doing is give you increasingly complicated trolley problems every week and see how you answer them.
Yeah. Let me see if I had. So I think we're just going to sit on the menu for the rest of the pod.
I opened up Skyrim. I'm in Skyrim
right,
now.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Because I was like, well, you might as well have something to look at.
It still says you're online. I'm just looking at myself on the menu.
You could pick we could pick a game that has some kind of, because unfortunately at this point, one of the nice things about like the pod or like cutting shorts of the pod is that we each have some kind of face, like avatar, and we don't in this episode even remotely.
Okay, I had a couple more comments to respond to. Is that all right?
All right, go for it. Yeah, knock it out.
Incredibly, multiple people commented that they went to Camp Tecumseh also, which is crazy to me.
I could not believe that. Yeah. That was shocking.
Nobody else had the Nazi experience.
Yeah, I did a lot of Googling, and I can't say that I found anything definitive about that.
Somebody pointed out rightly that, like, anybody can rent the camp space. Like, it's not necessarily always run by the same people. It's like there's a camp space, and then there's, like, organizations that hold camps there. And so, obviously, I got the crazy ones.
You're telling me that, like, the the neo-Nazis rented the camp and you went to it?
Evidently.
Or like somebody did.
Like I said, that's it was part. Like organized by my school, by public school district. And
these damn public schools.
I had no idea what was going to be in the camp, and my mom had no idea what was going to be in the camp. Anyway, I just think it's crazy.
It was not
that
a Montessori not Nazi experience.
No, yeah, it was very totalitarian.
It was rigid, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot.
Can I admit something to you?
Yeah.
I thought Montessori school was like one school somewhere my entire life until I just Googled it when you said it, and I realized it was like a type of education.
Yeah.
I thought it was like if you said MIT, you know, but like obviously for kids. Until just now, and when I Googled it, that it is in fact an education philosophy named after someone named Montessori, not a specific institution.
Mm-hmm. You learn something new every
day. Education. You truly do.
Oh, but just so, I just think it's crazy that this pod that has, what, like 5K subs at this point, somehow made it to multiple other people that had been to this camp. I think that's
incredible. Yeah, that is very
incredible. Surprising.
Shout out, Camp Tecumseh.
Except, no, don't freaking update my computer right now. Every time
you can just do an update. You kill two birds, one stone. You do the podcast, you get a computer update. So people will see it. They'll be fine. People will like it.
It's gonna stop recording.
Okay, sorry.
Because it's the computer that I'm recording on. Every time Windows gives me a pop up to tell me I need an update, I want to shoot my computer with a gun.
Yes, this is why I have a Mac.
Because it never updates.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, but it does it when I'm sleeping.
There was a comment that I just thought was really funny that said, the beginning of the podcast already explained the audio quality, mem. You said you're back in high school, so that means this was recorded 10, in your case, to 40 in Austin's years ago.
I didn't see that one.
Because this is true. You are 30 years older than me, as we
know. Yes, I'm getting up there. I'm getting up close. I'm 60... I'll be eligible for not AAA. What's it called? AARP? No.
I've always been confused about what the hell AARP is. It's an old people club.
Yeah, it's the American Association of Retired Persons. Wow, that's on the nose.
But I've also been told anybody can join it.
I saw
TikToks years ago that were like, you can get a bunch of travel discounts if you just join AARP. Like, it's for retired people, but anybody can do it.
You get a bunch of travel discounts if you join AAA. So there could be, I used to conflate the two all the time. So I'm not saying you are.
Could I be mixing them up? I swear to God, I saw something that was telling like young people, because they were acknowledging that it was an old people thing, but they were like, young people can also be an AARP. And I'll just leave it at that and I won't fact check it, even though I could right now, because that's what a podcast is about, is not fact checking.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I'll just say I saw a TikTok about this 2 years ago and period, and that's it. I'm sorry, I'm sniffling. I'll probably edit them out. I'm still sick.
Don't put yourself through that. Just it's fine. This is the most insane podcast maybe on YouTube.
It is. I love that you're
so
in Skyrim
now. Crazy.
I love that.
Yeah. We're just vibing. We're just having a great time.
And then I did want to address, because people keep asking this and I keep forgetting about it, everybody's asking how we met. So I feel like we should just explain.
Well, I thought
so
you
that
were playing coy.
Asking.
Right, you can tell the story. Go right ahead.
I mean, I've talked about this on stream before, I think. But I mean, I'd like to hear your side of it.
Honestly, can I be honest with you? I don't remember.
You don't remember.
I know that makes me sound callous, but I know.
But I think it's
that at some point one of us must have DM'd the other and said, "Well, you probably did it first, just by virtue of the fact that you watched my videos." But I don't remember, because at some point I discovered your videos and I told you. I said, "You're really funny. This is a good thing that you're doing."
Yeah.
But
so
I don't
that
remember,
was basically
like,
it. Like
what that meant.
I mean, I think this is interesting because I was just a viewer of yours. So
yeah, I literally didn't. I don't even remember that right now at this point.
I'm trying to remember when I found your channel, like a couple years before, and then somehow you found my channel, and then we're like, we should collab, and then
did I say we should collab, or did you?
You said that first, actually. That's on you.
No shit. Wow. Because what a nice guy.
Because I only had like, I don't even know how many subs I had. Zero, almost. But I never in my life would have like said that to you. I just would not have done that.
But I must have at some point. Maybe I just like ended up stumbling on your videos. But I remember when I first watched your videos, I thought to myself, you remind me of the vibes. I've told you this before, and it's not really as true anymore. And it really was only true in a very specific way at that time. But you remind me of the vibes that I wanted to, that I was going for when I was first making YouTube videos, and like Eggbusters, like niche community kind of whatever vibes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this is good. So that's cool. I'm glad that I said we should collab. That's really nice of me.
Collab?
What?
That's an interesting pronunciation of that word.
How do you pronounce it?
Collab, because it's the beginning of collaboration. You don't say collaboration, do you?
No. But you can pronounce things differently when you shorten them.
I don't think anybody says collab.
It's like when you say, oh, I saw an ad on TV. But if you say the full thing, you say it was an advertisement.
A what?
An advertisement. Doesn't it come from that word? It comes from the German thing, doesn't it?
You're saying advertisement like udder?
No. It's like an A sound.
No, it sounds like ud, like the beginning of udder, advertisement.
No, it's A-H-D.
Advertisement?
Something like that. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's what I meant. Advertisement. Yes, that's my mistake.
You say certain words anyway, really funny, matter. And it's like, is that like a Minnesota thing? Because you'll say like, what's the one? You keep saying room. When you're saying room, you say room.
Okay. That's got to be just a Minnesota thing. Because there are certain words that I say incorrectly just because I think I heard them incorrectly at one point, and it just like, I liked how, like, sometimes I'll say tortilla chips instead of tortilla. That's what it is. I almost always say tortilla just because I heard someone say it that way and it got stuck in my brain.
Right. Well, that's just like rum, being silly. But yeah, rum is,
yeah,
that's got to be an accent thing.
Or like almond, I say almond now instead of almond. But again, those are like kind of intentional. But yeah, rum is just an accent thing.
Anyway, what the hell was I saying? Anyway, so that's the story. Did I say the story in a way that made sense?
Yeah, I think so. That's really funny because I guess
YouTube.
You really
oh,
didn't.
And then because
how many views were you getting at that time?
Honestly, it was probably mostly like people that I knew. This was probably like less than 100 subs.
What the hell was I thinking? That's crazy. Okay, well, I love that for us. That's amazing. Big fan.
Anyway, so then how we met in person was I was going to a academic conference in New Orleans, and I, because you had already said we should collab sometime, that's the only reason I had the bravery or like assumed it was okay to ask if you wanted to hang out when I went to New Orleans.
Wait, was that my time? I mean, my ability to access my own memory on a good day is a mess.
Sure, same.
But was that the first collab that we did? What was that, playing Splinter Cell?
Yeah.
No shot, that was the first video we did.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I swear that was after like $2 games.
No.
Or whatever.
That was the first one. Was in person.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's an insane thing to do.
So that video, and now people are going to go back and watch that video, which I hate because I hate when people go back and watch my old things. But
no, that's a good video. That's a funny video.
But
we had a great time.
The Splinter Cell video was like the second day we had ever met.
That's crazy. I guess I just didn't really think about that. But that, I suppose meeting in person is what like made it be like, okay, we're just friends now, is what it felt like.
Mm-hmm.
So from that point forward, it was not, it didn't feel like the interaction that it had been before. But I don't know. That's wild. People do want to do more $2 games. So if you ever want to do one on your channel, I will participate if you ever feel like doing that again. You just say the word.
I mean, I think you could just be in any of my videos then, because that's basically all I do is essentially $2 games.
So true. It's basically be like you make a mem video, I make a mem video, and then you just squish them together.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what that series was. But
okay, should we get in? Did you already close the game? I was going to say, should we get in one more match? at
you
the
want
end.
To? No, I can get back. I got, you know, the Xbox has, it can suspend multiple games at a time. So it's suspended. It's ready to go. Quick resume. I'm jumping back in. You want to play one more round and try to win?
You want to try to win?
Yeah, let's try to win. You might find it surprisingly fun, you know? So for the audio listeners, just turn it off. There's no point. This is now a Call of Duty Warzone Let's Play. That's going to happen right now.
Okay.
I did want to bring up, somebody asked, do you have any tips for managing your editing workflow? Did you see that question? Who asked that?
I did not.
Any tips you've learned from doing things a harder way? What do you enjoy about the video editing process? So that will be our prompt as we wait for this match to start.
Okay.
I am curious how you feel your editing workflow has evolved, because your videos happen. It's happened to me too, but both of our videos have continued to get, I would say, significantly more complicated.
Yeah.
In terms of the edit. And I'm curious if you have any thoughts on the editing process and how, what your workflow is right now and how you put videos together. Where do you start as far as like scripting versus just filming stuff and all that?
I usually start with like the theme, right? Because I've been doing all these videos that have like a theme, and then I pick games, and I usually film just playing the games first. And then I kind of decide what the framing of everything is going to be afterwards, and then film that. And I don't typically write that much. For the Rod Fisher video, I wrote out what I was going to say because I wanted to be a little more like thought out about it. But mostly I just kind of... It's like more about my experience than it is about like me trying to make a video essay. So I just kind of talk with like rough bullet points. But editing, I really like editing because I'm a nerd and I like learning software. And so I've definitely gotten better over time at like, I have keyboard shortcuts for everything. It's crazy how much of a difference that makes to have keyboard shortcuts for everything.
God. It's a life-changing situation.
When you start out and you're just using the mouse a lot, you don't think it could make that much of a difference, but it actually like changes everything. It makes
it
so much faster.
Yeah. Like you probably triple or quadruple your editing speed just by having anything that you regularly do set up with hotkeys.
Keyboard shortcuts?
Keyboard shortcuts,
or hotkeys, yeah, whatever. So I've gotten better and faster over time. However, the time that it takes me to edit a video has increased because as I get better at it, I just keep adding shit. Like, I used to not do sound effects. Now I do sound effects.
Oh my God.
I just do so many more things when I'm editing, which is all like good and fun. I like doing it. But it takes longer. So now it takes me forever to edit.
I find that the old adage of nature abhors a vacuum holds like really true in terms of like, no matter how much extra time I free up for myself to edit a video, I use all of the time because what just happens is I just fill it all up with more stuff.
Exactly.
It's like I can't, like I have to just, whatever time I set aside, I use all of it. So it's annoying, but it does make for better videos, generally speaking. So, you know, I'm fine with that. I'm following you still. So wherever you want to land.
Okay. How about right here? And we'll go into this underground bunker looking thing.
I literally have no idea what you're talking about, but I'll follow you. Oh, it does look like an underground bunker. Someone else is going here.
Should we shoot him?
Well, he's going to shoot us probably. Yeah, he's already shooting at me. I'm leaving. Look out.
You're just running?
Well, I'm on the ground now. Where the heck are you? There you are. Come on, we gotta find some guns.
Oh god. Should I climb this tower?
Where do you wanna go?
I can't resist climbing this tower.
There's guns on the ground. Pick up one of these guns. Oh, what is this?
Ammo. Oh, I forgot we're trying to win. I'm just fucking around.
No, we don't have to try to win. Go on. Go on. Get up there. You're gonna get shot on your way up, but it's fine. I'll pick you up when you fall. Oh, I'm getting shot. Get on the ground.
I don't know how to get on the ground.
Hold down crouch. Oh, Christ. Get up. It's okay. I'm reviving you. Everything's fine. And then crouch again, quick. We gotta get off this tower.
I thought this would be a good idea. How can people shoot us all the way up here?
They have guns. Guns go far.
I forgot about that.
Oh, I died. Can you come get me?
Yeah,
I died.
I'll
they
try.
Blew me up all the way.
I don't know how to get down the ladder.
Just, This the person who killed me just straight up has a sniper rifle.
I literally cannot climb down the ladder.
Well, good luck. I'm in the gulag. So if I win, all you gotta do is win the gulag.
The kill cam is this person watching me trying to get down the ladder, and I can't. There we go. We did it, guys. What an episode.
I don't even want to know. I'm not even gonna read the comments.